Good morning.
大家早上好。
I just enjoy coming and sharing with y'all so much.
我来跟大家分享，我非常的享受。
You've changed. You've got a choir now.
你们现在有了诗班啊，有了很大的改变。
Just to let you know, I like that.
我想让大家知道，我非常喜欢。
Okay.If you have your Bibles, if you'll open with me to Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12.
请大家打开圣经马太福音第二章一至十二节。马太福音第二章一至十二节。
We're going to talk about wise worship.
我们今天要讲的是智慧的敬拜。
What motivates you?
你的动力是什么?
I want to share with you a funny story.
我想跟大家分享一个很好笑的故事。
How many football fans do we have? Anybody?
在座的有喜欢美式橄榄球的吗? Yes.
Alabama played last night, and they have a legendary coach who's passed away. His name is Paul Bear Bryant.
Alabama, 他过去有一个很著名的教练叫 Cole Bear, 他已经过世了 ,Cole Bear Bryant.
They tell a story about his team when they were leading by 1 point with 2 minutes left in a game.
有一个故事就是他的球队，还有两分钟就结束之前呢，有一分领先。
Coach Bryant told his fourth string quarterback to go into the game, run the ball up the middle, and then punt.
所以他这个教练就告诉他这个，替补的。就后四分位说上场以后呢就跑到中场把球努力带到中场然后呢最后踢一脚。
The new quarterback surprised the opposition as he continued to run for first downs.
但是这个后补的这个四分位呢他使观众非常的惊奇因为他不断的来冲破那个十码线得分冲破十码线。
Deep in his opponent's territory, temptation overcame him. He had never thrown a touchdown pass, and he decided he was going to try one.
所以到了这个对方的后场的时候呢，他就有点被有点受诱惑。他因为他从来没有投过一个 touchdown， 所以他就想这次试一下。
He disregarded his coach's instructions, and he threw the football.
所以他呢就忽略了他的教练所嘱咐他的，他就把球投出去。
The opposing player, the team, one of their players intercepted the ball and began to run the other way.
就对方的球员呢，防守球员就劫持了这个球，而且呢从向他的场地跑去。
The sluggish quarterback rose from his feet and he started chasing the fastest man on the field.
所以这个比较慢的这个后分位呢，他就起来以后极力直追那个场上跑得最快的对方的球员。
And he tackled him just before he crossed the goal line. The gun sounded and the game was over.
所以当他到了这个得分线之前，他把他扑倒，这个时候枪响了，比赛结束。
The opposing coaches, after the end of the game, come to the center and they shake hands.
所以对方的教练在中场后来就互相握手的时候。
This opposing coach asked, how could a fourth string quarterback chase down his fastest safety and tackle him without scoring?
对方的这个教练就问他一个后补的四分位。很慢的四分怎么能够追上他的最快的球员而且把他在得分之前扑倒
Coach Bryant told him, he said, well, that was easy.
这个 Coach Bryant 就告诉他这实际上很容易。
He said, your man was running for a touchdown.
他说你的球员是为了 touchdown 而跑。
My man was running for his life.
我的人是为了他的生命而跑。
My question today is, what motivates you?
我今天问大家的问题是什么是你的动力
？Fear motivates some believers.
有些信徒是因为惧怕成为他的动力。
Guilt guides others.
有些罪恶感
Then the whim of the moment motivates some of us.
今天就在这个时候，有很多观念头可能主宰着我们一些人。
You may serve the Lord when you feel like it.
你当喜欢的时候可以来服侍神。
How sad that would be that when we leave the earth, for many of us, there would be no legacy of commitment to the Lord.
当我们离开这个世界的时候，如果没有留下任何关于我们对神委身这样的遗产，那是多么悲惨的时刻。
It is my contention that true worship ought to be the motivating factor of our lives.
我的论点就是，真正的敬拜才是我们生命的动力。
We can glean some important truths concerning our worship that's recorded in our text that we're going to read this morning.
所以今天我们要读的经文当中，我们可以看到一些关于敬拜的一些真理。
Would you stand for the reading of God's word, please?
请大家起立，我们一起来读神的话语。
He's going to read Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12.
好，我来读，请大家听马太福音第二章一到十二节。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。希律王听见了，就心里不安。耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说。 基督当生在何处？他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒啊，因为有先知记得说，犹太地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那心是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说你们去。 仔细寻访那小孩，寻到了，就来报信，我也好去拜他。他们听见王的话，就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大喜欢欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒。 拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示，不要去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。End of reading of God's word.
Let's pray, shall we?
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day that's been given to us.
天父，我们感谢你把这一天分别为圣赐给我们。
Thank you for this church.
我们感谢你有这样的教会。
Thank you for your word. And Father, may your Holy Spirit speak to us this morning.
天父，愿你的圣灵今天向我们说话。
May our hearts hear, and our minds receive, and our bodies act.
愿意我们的心能够接受，能够听见，我们的意念能够记住，我们的身体能够行动。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
It's in your Son's name we pray.
奉你爱子的名，我们祷告。Amen. Amen. 来，请坐。
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Y'all are such obedient people. Okay. Here we find the story of the wise men.
这里我们有关于这个博士的几个博士的这个故事。
Were there three? Were they kings? The Bible doesn't really say. Their identity is kind of hard to discern with precision.
当时有几个，有三个博士，或者是他们是不是国王？他们的具体身份，圣经里没有确切的讲。
Apparently, these men came to Bethlehem, spurred on by astrological calculations.
很明显，这些人来到伯利恒是因为他们通过占星的计算，带领他们来到这里。
But they had probably built up their expectations of a kingly figure by working through an assorted Jewish books that they had access to.
因为他们有机会接触到这个犹太各样的书籍，所以他们可能在那些书籍当中，明白了明白了要期盼有一位做君王的要来。
The thought that there were three wise men is probably a deduction from the three gifts.
人们认为是三个博士，可能是由于推断，因为他们带了三样的礼物。
Matthew gives us no names. His magi, or the wise men, came to Jerusalem, arriving apparently from the east.
所以马太福音告诉我们，这些博士很明显是从东方来的。
Possibly from Babylon, where a sizable Jewish settlement wielded considerably influence upon the people.
可能从巴比伦来，因为那里边有很多的犹太人，他们的文化也影响了当地的人。
In spite of all this, they came to worship.
尽管是这样，他们来了是为了敬拜。
They possessed attitudes that are needed by all of us.
他们的态度是我们每个人所需要的。
What a wonderful gift from God. If we could leave this place with a new attitude toward worship.
如果我们今天离开这里的时候有一个好的敬拜神的一个态度，这是一个何等大的礼物。
It would be a beautiful gift, our Christmas gift to God, if we really truly worshiped Him.
这是我们对神的一个圣诞礼物，如果我们真的来，真心来敬拜他。
So three things I want to draw out of the scripture that we read this morning.
从今天所读的经文里，我想讲三点。
First of all, they came desiring genuine worship.
第一点就是他们带着一个要真心敬拜的心来找耶稣。
Worship is really the act of paying homage or tribute to some person or something.
敬拜就是对某些人或者某些事表示尊敬的一个行动。
These magi obviously understood the momentous occasion that was before them.
这些博士显然他们明白当时的那个重要的事件。
For they traveled several hundred miles to be there and worship Christ the Lord.
所以他们行了大概有很多百里的路来敬拜基督，敬拜主。
Matthew contrasts the eagerness of the Magi to worship Jesus despite their limited knowledge.
所以马太这个作者马太呢，就用这些博士的态度，他们对耶稣基督渴慕的一种态度，尽管他们有限的知识，和其他的做比较。
Formal knowledge of the scriptures, Matthew implies, does not lead in it itself to knowing who Jesus is.
马太这里告诉我们说，对这个圣经的只是表面形式上的理解，并不能把我们带到耶稣面前。
Just as God sovereignly worked through Caesar's decree that a census be taken to ensure Jesus' birth would happen in Bethlehem to fulfill prophecy.
正如神用他的全能使得这个凯撒做人口普查，以至于使耶稣出生在了伯利恒，就是先知所预言的地方。
So God sovereignly used the Magi'scalculations to bring about the situation this story describes.
所以这个故事所描述的是，也是神的主权，使得这些博士经过他们的占星计算所发生的。
These trained astrologers, with the insatiable curiosity characteristic of scientists, had seen a remarkable astrological phenomenon.
所以这些博士他们。是一些充满好奇心的，就像科学有充满好奇心的科学家的品格，他们发现一个非常不寻常的事情发生。
Have any of you ever seen a shooting star?
大家都看到流星吗？看到过流星
？I have. I hope you have.
我看到过，希望你也看到过。
It could have been something like a comet.
好像是彗星。
Okay.The exact nature of which is not really disclosed.
真正的那个心的是什么样的？圣经上也没有具体的描述。
They set out to test the truth of their conjecture that something magnificent had taken place.
但是他们根据自己的推断，他们认为不寻常的事情发生了。
The question the Magi asked does not tell us their astrology led them to seek a king of the Jews and what made them think this particular star was his.
这个博士他们所问的这个问题，就是说犹太人的王在哪里，使得是因为他们看到这个 星是一个不寻常的星。
The Magi may have linked the star to the king of the Jews through studying the Old Testament and other Jewish writings.
所以这些博士们他们有可能把这个星跟犹太人的王联系起来，是因为他们学习过犹太人的各种文献。
This possibility was made plausible by the presence of a large Jewish community that was found in Babylon.
这是可能的，因为很多的犹太人住在了巴比伦。
We must not think that the Magi's question meant, where is the one born to become king of the Jews?
大家要注意，我们一定要注意，就是说这个问题不是说这个要生下来将要做犹太王的要生在哪里。
But where is the one born king of the Jews?
而是问的说生下来的犹太的王在哪里。
His kingly status was not conferred on him later on. It was his from birth.
所以他的君王的身份不是说以后加给他的，而是他生下来就有。
Jesus' participation in the Davidic dynasty has already been established by the genealogy.
因为主耶稣在大卫的王族这个的身份里面早已经通过族谱建立了。
The same title that the Magi gave him was placed over the cross at his crucifixion.
就是这些博士所给他这个名，就是犹太人的王，同时也被钉在了主耶稣被钉十字架被钉的那个十字架上。
These Magi, as do all human beings, had a need to worship something.
所以这些博士，他们就像其他任何人一样。都希望能够敬拜什么东西。
But the Magi were desirous of genuine worship.
但是他们所渴望的就是真诚的敬拜。
When they got to the house where their family lived, they went in and bowed before the Christ child.
当他们进到屋里的时候呢，他们就跪下来，在这个一个婴孩耶稣作为婴孩的时候，向耶稣跪下来。
Genuine worship to them meant sacrifice and humility.
所以真诚的敬拜代表的奉献，代表谦卑。
Here were learned men, no doubt well respected in their community, and they were bowing before a baby.
这些博士他们都是经过非常受高等教育过的人，但是他们却在婴孩的面前跪下。
What better commentary could there be on what genuine worship encompassed?
能有比这更好的关于真诚敬拜的诠释吗？
We have a need to worship as well.
所以我们也有一个要敬拜的需要。
Make no mistake about it, people worship something today, don't they?
坦率地说，今天人们也在敬拜各样的事物。
In the South, it might be football.
在南方可能是敬拜足球啊。
Hunting,
或者是打猎。
Even Black Friday shopping,
或者是黑五的购物。
It could be a new home,
或者是买了一个新的房子。
Maybe a boat,
一个船。
A car,
或者一个新车。
Even their families,
甚至敬拜他们自己的家庭。
Are just themselves,
或者就是他们自己。
You know, here we are. I can take a selfie, right?
常常是自己拍一个自拍。
Why do we do that? Because we want it focused on ourselves.
我们为什么这样做呢？因为我们是集中在我们自己的身上。
But think about this. For all of us, worship of the Lord God must be a priority.
但是我们敬拜神才是我们的头，最头等的事。
We need to realign our thinking as to what worship really is.
所以我们对敬拜的真正的含义应该重新调整。
Acknowledging the lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives.
就是宣告主耶稣基督在我们生命当中的主权。
All of us want joy and happiness and peace.
所以大家都喜欢有喜乐，有幸福，而且有这个平安。
But they are fringe benefits of meeting with God, and service for Him is the outcome of all of this.
这些应该是我们跟神相交的附加的利益。我们服侍神，也是我们服侍神的一个结果。
Now here's the second thing that comes out of there.
所以关于敬拜，真诚敬拜，第二件事是
，They came prepared for worship.
第二点就是他们来是准备好了来敬拜的。
We find evidence in verse 11 that they came bearing gifts from the homeland.
我们在十一节当中看，知道他们从他们的家乡带来了礼物。
They had prepared to worship him.
所以他们预备好了来敬拜他。
And much has been said throughout the centuries regarding the symbolisms of these gifts.
过去几世纪关于这些礼物他们代表什么意义有不同的说法。
Bringing gifts was particularly important in the ancient East when approaching a superior.
在古代的东方来他们来去见他们比他们地位很高的人有一个传统就叫带礼物。
Frankincense is a glittering, odorous gum that's obtained from incisions on the bark of several trees.
乳香就是一个闪闪发光的 一种胶体，它是从树皮里通过切割树皮而得到。
Myrrh exudes from a tree in Arabia, and there are a few other places it's found.
墨药呢是从这个阿拉伯一带以及其他地方的树里所提取出来的。
Frankincense, valued spice or perfume used in embalming.
所以呢，这个乳香是一个非常宝贵的用于防腐的香料或者香水。
Commentaries, ancient and of modern times, have found symbolic value in these three gifts.
这些解经家们在过去以及现在都找到了这三种礼物的重要的象征。
Gold is suggesting royalty, incense, divinity, and myrrh, the passion, the death, and the burial of Christ.
黄金代表王权，乳香代表神性，这个墨药呢代表主耶稣基督的爱以及他的为他的死的安葬。
This interpretation, I believe, mentions or demands too much insight from the Magi.
我觉得这样的解释对于这些博士来说太难了。
The three gifts were simply expensive, and they may help finance the trip to Egypt.
这三种礼物，最重要的是他们非常的贵重，可能这些礼物帮助了约瑟带着主耶稣他们家逃往埃及的这些费用。
The point is that the gifts came from the hearts desirous and ready to worship.
重点就是这些礼物是代表一种渴望而且预备好敬拜的一种心。
Not only were they prepared physically, but also spiritually.
他们不单单在身体上预备好，而且在灵里也预备好。
There's no doubt that they had studied the Hebrew scriptures and knew that the star represented the birth of King of the Jews.
很明显，他们学习了希伯来文的希伯来的圣经，他们知道说这个星是代表王的降生。
It had been prophesied in Isaiah 9:7 as royal blood.
在以赛亚书九章七节已经预言说他是君王。
Micah 5:2 his birthplace.
在弥迦书五章第二节预言他的出生地。
And Isaiah 7:14 which describes his name.
在以赛亚书第七章十四节描述了他的名字。
I am certain that each day as they journeyed toward Bethlehem, they became increasingly excited about the coming worship service that they were going to experience.
我非常确信，就是每天当他们越来越接近伯利恒的时候，他们越来变越激动，因为他们要去参加那个敬拜。
There were three small boys who were really, really, really excited about their Christmas play at school.
有三个小男孩，他们学校有一个关于圣诞节的表演，他们就非常激动。
They represented the three wise men, and they were to give their gifts to baby Jesus.
所以他们就演这三个博士，所以他们要把礼物献给婴孩基督。
So the first little boy stepped forward. He held out his gift in his hands and he said, "Gold."
所以呢，第一个小孩就把他的礼物给耶稣，说这是黄金。
The second boy stepped forward. He held out his gift and he said, "Myrrh."
所以第三个孩子呢，就把他的礼物送上来，他说这是墨药。
And the third boy held out his gift and he said, "Frank sent this."
第三个孩子说这是 Frank 给你的礼物。
Frankincense.
Frankincense 就墨药的一个英文的词。
He didn't understand the word, did he? A lot of us don't either.
他没有真正理解这个词的意义，我们也没有。
Let me ask you this question. Do we prepare just as excitedly to worship?
我问大家一个问题，我们是不是预备好非常激动的来参加敬拜？
Do we approach the worship with expectation and even excitement?
我们是不是来敬拜的时候带着一种激情，带着一种期待？
I believe if we don't,We have missed the mark.
如果没有的话，我们就没有达到敬拜的目的。
Here's the last thing that comes from the scripture. They manifest a single purpose.
第三点，经文里告诉我们，他们有单一的目的来敬拜。
When passing through Jerusalem, the Magi did not say they were vacationing and they had just decided to drop in on Jesus' house while they happened to be in that area.
他们来到耶路撒冷不是因为他们在度假，正好呢，在耶稣的那个屋里停下来看他。
Not at all.
绝对不是的。
They declared emphatically the driving force that compelled them to come is we have come to worship him.
他们重点就是说，他们的目的就是来特来敬拜他。
We ought to come to worship with one purpose, not to be entertained or to swap stories or even to see our friends.
我们来敬拜神也应该有一个单一的目的，不是来来享受，也不是来互相谈话，告诉自己的故事，也不是来去会朋友，来会朋友。
But we ought to come with the single purpose of meeting the Almighty God and allowing Him to change our lives.
我们应该有一个单一的目的，就是来朝见全能的神，让他来改变我们生命。
Let us not be guilty of making that trek here to church for any other purpose.
盼我们不要是来为了别的目的而来。
This story is told that during the 1800s, a visiting minister was substituting for the quite famous pastor, Henry Ward Beecher.
有一个故事就是有一个临时的牧师，他来去临时代替另外一个非常有名的牧师，叫做 Henry Ward Beecher.
A large audience had assembled to hear the popular pastor.
已经有很多人聚集要听那个很有名的这个牧师讲道。
At the appointed time, the visiting minister entered the pulpit.
但是时候到的时候呢，这个临时讲员就来到了讲台前。
Learning that Beecher was not to preach, several began to move toward the doors.
有些人知道了这个著名的讲员 Beecher 不要讲道了，不能讲道，所以他们就开始有些人站起来要出去，向门走去。
The visiting minister was.Pretty sharp himself.
所以这个临时讲员也非常的锋利。
He stood and he called out.
所以他站起来，他就宣讲说
，All who have come to worship today, Henry Ward Beecher, may now withdraw from the church.
所有今天来敬拜 Henry Beecher 的可以离开。
And all who have come to worship God, keep your seats.
你们所有来敬拜神的，请你还留下。
Not a single person left.
一个人，后来一个人也没有离开。
And you know, when I got up here, I didn't see anybody leave either, okay?
我来这儿的时候也没见有人离开。
Listen, we need to approach worship with singleness of purpose.
我们来敬拜要但要有单一的目标，单一的目的。
This calls for us to consider how we approach worship.
所以这让我们来重新思考我们怎样来敬拜。
Not only must the heart be desirous of true worship, but our minds also need to direction to truly worship with singleness of purpose.
不但我们心有一个愿望来敬拜，而且我们的头脑也应该有一个清楚的明白，就是我们是怀着一个单一的目的来敬拜的。
Paul says in Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 and 2,
保罗在哥罗西书第三章一到二节这样说，
If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Dr. James W. Bryant, he is senior pastor, or was, of the pastoral theology at Criswell College in Dallas, Texas, shares the following answer to a question.
有一个资深的牧师叫做 James Bryant, 他是一个教牧学的博士教牧学的教授，他在这个达拉斯这个神学院有这样的讲，这样来回答问题。
Why do we worship in the new guidebook for pastors?
在他的书叫做对牧师的牧师导则里边，他这样对回答为什么我们敬拜是这样回答的。
Let me read it here. Because only in worshiping the true and living God are we doing what we were created to do and what we have been redeemed to do.
在我们来敬拜唯一的又真又活的神，实际上就是我们受造应该做的，而且是我们被重新救赎应该做的。
Some people will respond that worship completes us, it gets us through the week, and it enables us to handle life.
有些人认为敬拜就是能够使我们得以完全，或者是让我们能够顺利度过这一周，或者是让我们能够解决生活上的难处。
These may be some of the benefits of worship, but they are not the why of worship.
这些也许是敬拜的一些带来的利益，但是不是敬拜的原因。
If that is your primary reason for worship, you have made worship me-centered event instead of a God-centered event.
如果那是你来敬拜的主要原因的话，你已经把敬拜看成是以自我为中心，而不是以神为中心。
In the words of our current culture, it's not about you.
对我们今天的文化来说，就是这不是关于你的事。
Wise worship.
所以智慧的敬拜。
It depends a great deal on our attitudes as we approach those high and holy hours in which we meet the Lord Jesus and we come to Him face to face.
所以智慧的敬拜就取决于在这个神圣的时刻，我们来朝见，面对面朝见我们的主耶稣。
And when we adjust our attitudes and come to see worship in the same way these magi did, then we will see God do great things in us, around us, and then through us.
当我们来调整我们的敬拜的态度，就像这几位博士敬拜的态度一样，我们就会看到神会在我们中间，我们周围，以及通过我们成就大事。
The question, where is he that is born king of the Jews, began unfolding the drama of a double search.
所以这些博士所问的这个问题就是 生下来做犹太人王的在哪里？开始了一个双重寻找的一个剧情。
Early in the pages of the Old Testament, we find God coming down into the Garden of Eden, searching for Adam and Eve and saying, "Where are you?" And if you go back to the King James Version, it says, "Where art thou?"
所以在圣经的前头在这个旧约当中，我们会看到神来到伊甸园来寻找亚当和夏娃，说你们在哪里？
They chose to break the perfect fellowship that they had with God through their disobedience.
他们由于不顺服的原因，他们和神的这个美好的关系断裂了，所以神开始寻找他们。
And you see, God began searching for man.
所以神呢开始寻找人。
When Jesus Christ came into the world, we see the other act of the drama of the double search.
当耶稣基督来到人间的时候，我们看到这个双重寻找的另外一面。
God, or man, I should say, constantly tries to find God in many, many different futile ways.
人不断的来用自己的一些徒劳的方法来寻找神。
However, the search continues until man finds his fulfillment.As Christ Jesus draws us to Him,
但是这个寻找会不断，一直到我们寻找到了在耶稣基督里所得到的满足。
I want to ask you this morning.
我想今天早上问你们
to consider your reason for being here.
要重新思考一下你今天来这里的目的是什么。
Do you come with single purpose?
你来是带着一个单一的目的吗？
Are you seeking to worship him?
你是来寻求来敬拜他吗？
Are you motivated by pressure?
或者是你由于压力而来？
Are you motivated because it's the right thing to do?
或者是你认为这是应该做的事？
If we came as wise men worshiping like they did, we come with the right purpose.
如果我们就像这些博士所带的目的来敬拜的话，我们就是有一个正确的目的。
I pray as we begin this Christmas season,
在这个圣诞季节开始的时候，我祷告
that you will consider what we've talked about this morning.
我希望你们能够好好思想我今天早上所讲的。
Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us this morning.
请求圣灵今天早上向我们说话。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for giving us this day that you've given us.
感谢天父，你给了我们今天。
As we worship together,
当我们一起敬拜的时候，
may we lift your name high.
让我们来高举你的名。
May our hearts come with humility.
让我们带着一颗谦卑的心来到你的面前。
As we seek to praise you and worship you as Lord and Savior.
让我们来敬拜你。因为你做我们的主，救主。
And Father, when we leave here today,
当我们今天离开这里的时候，
may we take the truth of your word with us.
让我们把你话语当中的真理带上。
Speak to us now.
现在你向我们说话。
For it's in your Son's name we pray.
你爱子的名我们祷告。
And all of God's people said,
所有神的子民说，阿门。 Thank you.